Hashem on Shabbos recreates us, brings us above everything. Show us. But Hashem, be practical. You know, all week, you know what I look like all week? You know what? Show us. Everything stops. Everything stops. This is Hashem's day. Who generates this greatness? Hashem. That's what Shabbos is. I mentioned many times in these seminars, Baruch Hashem, so many times. The Ramban says Shabbos Kodesh is the Beis HaMikdash. What was Beis HaMikdash? Beis HaMikdash, when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, and he set up in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, those two Kruvim, like a little boy and a little girl. And the Gemara says that Shlomo HaMelech set them up not facing each other, not hugging each other, but a little on the side. Because by nature, we can't live and embrace with Hashem. You have to go out to work. You have to go out to the fields. You have to go to the office. You have to work. You have to bring parnasa. Of course, you daven shachos, you daven milch, you daven ma'ariv. But by nature, Shlomo HaMelech set up those kruvim a little on the side. But when Regel came, and all the Jewish people came to the Beis HaMikdash, the kruvim were hugging each other. And Chazal HaKadoshim tell us that when the Jewish people came to the Beis HaMikdash, they opened up the pereches, and the Jewish people saw to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and they say, look how Hashem loves you. Like a chosn kala hugging each other, ponim el ponim, face to face. That was the Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the most holy moments. If you want to know, my dear friends, what is the definition of Shabbos Kodesh? The Ari HaKodesh says these words. He says Shabbos Kodesh and Beis HaMikdash has one definition. When there was a Beis HaMikdash and the Jewish people came to the Beis HaMikdash, they walked into Hashem's house. It was a moment of ponim el ponim. It was a moment of embrace between every Jewish person, Hashem Yisbarach. And that's what Shabbos Kodesh is. It's a moment of ponim el ponim. It's a moment of face to face. It's a kiss to Hashem. That's what Shabbos Kodesh is. And this we say, shov us, everything stops. But Hashem, you know, I know myself, shov us. But I had a whole week, shov us. Forget everything. Yeah, but I have over, you know, but my bank account, shove us. But I, you know, I'm going to come, Sunday morning is going to come, shove us. It's 24 hours of embrace and a kiss to Hashem. That's what Shabbos is. And I always mention, that's why every beauty you have in the Beis HaMikdash, you have in Shabbos Kodesh. I think you know that in the Beis HaMikdash, there was big day kuhuna. And on Shabbos Kodesh, we have big day Shabbos. Because clothing expresses the person. Big day kuhuna means when you dress up, you know, it's a completely different situation. This big day Shabbos. In the Beis HaMikdash, every Jew participated in a menorah. Ba'alois chois haneiros, we have the candles of Shabbos. I think you know that the menorah had two mitzvahs. Hatovas haneiros and hadlokas haneiros. Prepare the menorah and to light the menorah, to kindle the menorah. And the husband up his side, he's the one who's supposed to prepare the menorah, to shine the candlesticks, and to prepare the wicks, prepare the candles, and the wife, she's the kohen, that lights the menorah. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was a shulchan. We have a Shabbos table. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was Be'ech HaKetores, that there should be a delicious atmosphere, there should be a good smell in the Beis HaMikdash. And a Shabbos Kodesh is a special halacha of Sholem Bayis, not to get angry on Shabbos. The Talmud Dvar says, even in times when it's a mitzvah to get a little angry, to raise your voice, of course, not inside, on your children, not on Shabbos. Shabbos should be 100% delicious atmosphere. And the Beis HaMikdash, there was a kiyur on a kano. There was a mitzvah to wash your hands and feet before you walk into the Beis HaMikdash. And there's a mitzvah to wash ourselves before walking to Shabbos. Every beauty of the Beis HaMikdash you'll find in Shabbos Kodesh. Because that's what Shabbos is. But who created this Beis HaMikdash? When we walk into the Beis HaMikdash, we don't generate the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. When Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, V'osu li Mikdash v'shachanti b'seichom. So the Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ribbono shel Olam, hein ha-shamayim u'shmei ha-shamayim lo yichalkelucha. How can you say that you'll rest in our Beis HaMikdash? Heavens and heavens and heavens cannot encompass you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, what do you care? Ata b'samamanecho v'ani b'chvoidi. You make 10 kroshim, 10 boards on the Mizrach, 20 boards on the Tzafayim, 20 boards on the Doraim. V'ani oizev, and I will leave Shemayim, Shemei HaShemayim. And I will leave my Kisei HaKovid, and I will sheikh in my Shechina. Because on Hashem there's no questions. Hashem can do whatever he wants. And Hashem is sheikh in his Shechina. He brings his presence into the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what happens every Shabbos. But the point I'm trying to bring out, that Shabbos is not something that we create. Shabbos is 100% Hashem creating. This is the day that Hashem is looking for us, penetrating towards us, and on His part, filling us up with Kedusha. There's just one thing that we have to do. Psach picho lamaleo. Open your mouths and I will fill it up. In other words, we have to be willing to absorb the Shabbos. The problem is we don't want Shabbos. Are we willing to spend so much time just with Hashem? Excuse me the expression. The Beis HaMikdash itself, why did we lose the Beis HaMikdash? We didn't want the Beis HaMikdash. Let's not go into it at this moment. But we have to want Shabbos. We have to want to revive the reality and the relationship with the real Hashem Yisbarach. And we have to realize that we are receiving this. Because if you get something and you throw it away, you're not going to get it. And that's why the mitzvah is Zochor Esyem HaShabbos. Just remember that it's Shabbos. When Shabbos comes in, if we don't know that it's Shabbos, if we're not there to receive the Shabbos, then the Shabbos won't give us anything. Now, let me try to, practically speaking, come back to everything I had said. What I was trying to introduce in this lecture, again, I tried to put in several points of Hislavus, you know, just to get us excited about Shabbos. But let us talk what I'm trying to bring out. What I'm trying to bring out is follows. We, in this generation, what we are missing most, in my opinion, is that we're missing the relationship and the reality of a closeness and a presence of a real Hashem. This will be discussed in Bazil in his nusach, and I'll say it in my nusach. But when we have a problem, you know, we know who to talk to. Just 2 days ago, I was in Yerushalayim. Over here, it's the middle of the summer vacation, but there's Israel, the summer vacation starts a little later. And the American boys are running around, you know, they're without a head, you know, they're thinking about the camps, thinking about... I walked out of Zichron Moshe, and a very beautiful American yeshiva boy comes over to me, and he says, what should I do? I want to get back my slivus, my smother. How do I get it back? He asked me, how do I get it back? So I smiled at him, well, I'm going to tell him what to do. I mean, he knows good and well what to do. And I said, you know, I said, why are you talking to me? She says, I know you. I hear your lectures. She says, why are you talking to me? I said, why are you talking to me? What do you want from me? I just said it with such simplicity. Because she says, maybe you have a good idea. She says, I said, you don't have who to talk to? You don't have who to ask. You don't have who to speak to. Talk out your heart to Hashem. Talk out your heart to Hashem. You're going to Davish Minister today? Talk out your heart and say, Hashem, this is my problem. I said, you know, you're Jewish, you're Yeshiva Bacher. Baruch Hashem, you took this, you heard Rosh Hashanah, you heard 3,000 koilas of Shofar. You took 25 Asragim, and you ate 25 kazesim of matzah. This is beautiful. I'm not trying to belittle it. But you daven Shachris? She said, yeah, I daven Shachris. She said, what is Shachris all about? I told him. Talk to Hashem. That's our problem. Hashem is not real. We have to find Hashem. Now, what I'm trying to introduce in this lecture is that there's one day a week that Hashem, on his part, 100% on his part, is looking for us. It's a day that Hashem showers us with holiness, with Kedusha. But what we have to do, practically speaking, is be in a position to absorb this Kedusha. Now, when we pick up a magazine on Shabbos, if we sit around and talk about the stars on Shabbos, if we talk Stam Dvarim B'Teilim on Shabbos, then we just close up. That's what we have to do. Zochor es Yoyim HaShabbos. We come home, we should remember that it's Shabbos. We should remember that it's a Shabbos table. We should remember that there's a real Hashem sitting at the head of this table. We should remember that Chazal tell us that Hashem paid for this lavish feast. You know why he paid? Because it's his Beis HaMikdash. There's no reason why he shouldn't pay. He pays for it. I think you all know the Gemara says, Kol mezoinosav shel adam ksuvim loy, Rosh Hashanah ad Yom Kippur chutz meitzoyos Shabbos. Hashem and Rosh Hashanah says, designates every person have this amount and this amount, and if you go over, then you go into debt. And the Gemara says, if you spend extra lavishly for Shabbos, lovo alayv ani pareya. Hashem says, I'll pay for it. Why does Hashem pay for it? Because it's his Beis HaMikdash. Why shouldn't he pay for it? It's absolutely deserving that he should pay for it. Zochor es Yom HaShabbos. Sit by a Shabbos table. And you open a siddur, it says, Dohi Sudas Adatiko Kadisha. Realize you're a guest on Hashem's table. That's how you're supposed to sit by a Shabbos table. And 24 hours, realize that this is Hashem's day. 24 hours is Hashem's day. That's what Shabbos is all about. Everything which is not Torah, it's a day of privacy, it's a kiss, it's a day of yichud, it's a cheder yichud. A magazine, a newspaper, politics, everything, practically speaking, everything which is not Hashem, it's interfering in this kiss, in this yichud, this ponim el ponim. And this Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's what Shabbos is. It's ponim al ponim Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's a moment of privacy. It's very interesting that it's a minig, it's a custom, it's not a halacha. But many have this minig that when Shabbos comes in, you say Shir HaShir. Now, first of all, let me try to say why it's a custom. Why isn't it a chiyuv? Because Shir HaShirim expresses what it means when Shabbos comes in. Just like, I think you all know, sometimes when our parents come to visit us, a guest comes, you give a kiss. Shabbos comes, Hashem arrived. Yishakenim and Yishiko Yispihu. And that's why it can't be a mitzvah. Because if a kiss is a mitzvah, it's not a kiss. You know, you tell a little boy, you better kiss your mama, or else I'll beat you up. Oy vavoy to that kiss. A kiss has to be from your own heart. But there's something very interesting about a kiss. Yishokeinim and Ushiko is pihu. You know something very interesting about a kiss. When someone wants to spill love, we could spill love on several together. Imagine someone wants to bring a treat to his children. He brings a big pizza pie. And he comes and he says, Kinders, I brought you a pizza pie. You should know that Tati loves you. And you take the pizza pie, you put it on the table. You express love to all your children together. It's even possible to hug two little children together. A kiss is always at a one-to-one basis. Yishakenim and Hashikos Piyu, it has to be a moment of privacy. That's what Shabbos is. Hashem and only Hashem. That's what Shabbos is. Everything which is not Kedusha, practically speaking, everything which is not closest to Hashem, and Hashem doesn't want us to have an all Shabbos. We should eat on Shabbos, we should drink on Shabbos. Like a chosn kal and a cheder yichu, they eat together, they drink together. But it should be with Hashem. But something which is not with Hashem, to read a newspaper, to read magazines, talk about the news, talk about anything which is not Kedusha, this interferes the privacy and the holiness of Shabbos. But what is the gain that we will get from Shabbos? Not this Kiddush that we generate. What we get from Shabbos is Mekadesh HaShabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on his part, he spills on us every Kiddusha. And I would like, it's very hard for me to, you know, to talk really very practical. But I could, I'm a very small person, but I would say, I guarantee, try several Shabboses. Spend 24 hours. Don't do anything besides acts of Kedusha. You don't have to generate a lot of Kedusha. I'm not saying that I would say a lot of Tehillim. But it's not as important what we do, because Hashem does it. What we don't do, we shouldn't do anything which interferes the Kedusha. Many of the people sitting here already heard this episode, which I saw with my own eyes. I love to say it all because it's so illustrating. I think you know on Yom Kippur, I always, everyone has his appreciation. The moment that I personally most appreciate Yom Kippur, the most beautiful moments, when the whole tzibur falls koyim, four times on Yom Kippur. On Rosh Hashanah once, aleinu v'anachnu koyim mishtach, everyone falls, it's a beautiful moment. And today I myself, I'm a chazan, I've been many years already, Hakoyanim ba'om, kisheshoymas Hashem befoirish, yotzei pi koyin gadol bekedusha v'tara, hayakoyim mishtachavim. It's a beautiful moment. And I think you know that the problem here in America, it's a smaller problem because we don't have stone floors in Israel. It's a very big problem. That it's allowed in the Torah, it's mamish forbidden to kneel and to fall on your face on a stone, even for Hashem, only in the Beis Hamikdash. So our custom is that we give out, you know, they put out papers or towels, whatever it is, and they put out, and they fall, the people fall down. I was once in a shul, I'm telling you the true story. And they gave out papers, and they didn't have the brown paper, they gave out newspapers, New York Times. I saw it myself. They gave out the papers. And this fellow falls up, and he's reading the news. So if you say to him, you know, Reb Yid, what are you doing? He says, what do you think? It's the New York Mirror? It's the New York Times. Of course the New York Times, but now, Kishishoymes Hashem Mefoyosh, Yesepi Koyen Godel B'Kedusha V'Tayro, that's what Shabbos Kodesh is. Shabbos Kodesh is Hashem's name. It's a moment of Kedusha V'Tayro, it's a 24-hour moment of a kiss to Hashem Yisbarach, upon him. And Hashem on his part will spill us every beauty. And we're busy reading the news. We're just not there. And that's what practically we have to do. Spend 24 hours with Hashem. If we can't generate that holiness, don't worry. Wait, Hashem will do it for you. That's what Shabbos is about. But don't ruin it. Don't ruin it. Those long Shabbos afternoons, don't take the walk and just plop around. Don't ruin it. Spend the time. Eat with Hashem. Drink with Hashem. Zochar is Yom HaShabbos. Remember that it's Hashem's day. And as I began, and I will conclude, I think never was there a generation that it's important for us to really try to revive the greatness of Shabbos in our generation. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says, Talmud Chochem is always Shabbos. What a Talmud Chochem, 7 days a week he's with Hashem. And our ancestors, they lived all week they were Shabbos. And today we're so far from Shabbos. We have so much in our minds, so much in our hearts, so much in our life. In modern generations, so much in our life. We have our refrigerators and our cars and our computers and our careers and our styles and our diets and our foods and our everything today is a science. Today everything is a science. Today little children, professors, everything is beautiful. You should see them on the computer. You should see them on the... It's gewaldic. Our hearts are full. Our minds are full. Our lives are full. We have time and room for everything besides for Hashem. And Hashem says, one day a week give me. Shavas. Shavas. Stop everything. But Hashem, if I stop everything, but my heart is full. Hashem says, let me take over. That's what Shabbos is. That Hashem says, he takes over. And Hashem produces on Shabbos. Mekadesh HaShabbos. You know who keeps Shabbos? I think you know the Gemara says the Gehenim keeps Shabbos. The Gehenim isn't very holy. Maybe it is, I don't know. I don't want to be there. The Gemara says Nahar Sambatin keeps Shabbos. The Nahar Sambatin is not a Hasidic Shiit. It's in the nature because it comes from Hashem. The only one who doesn't keep Shabbos is those who reject the Shabbos. Practically speaking, that's what we have to do on Shabbos. We have to get used to spending these 24 precious hours and let Hashem produce. Let Hashem kaviyoch, let Hashem do it. Zochor esyem HaShabbos. Shomer esyem HaShabbos. Be careful with the Shabbos day. Know how precious it is. Not because you generate its greatness, because Hashem generates its greatness. By nature, Hashem forgets everything. Shavas, we forget that Hashem forgets. And then Shabbos comes and all of a sudden there's a chosn kali, shakenim in the shikos pihu. V'chodoyidi l'kas kala p'nei Shabbos l'kabalo. And then we receive the Shabbos. Why do we receive the Shabbos? Why do we receive the Yom Tov? Because Yom Tov, we have to generate the Yom Tov. But Shabbos, we don't have to do it. Hashem comes. So we say thank you to Hashem. Shalom Aleichem Hashem. We receive the Shabbos. And that's the precious, the most burning moments of Shabbos, when we receive the Shabbos. And then all these 24 hours, Shavat, let us remember that it's Shabbos. And let us try to absorb what Shabbos is telling us. What Shabbos is telling us is that this world is a cover-up. But really there's a true, real Hashem who is close to us, who created us, who sustains us, who we can talk to, who answers us, who we can find relationship in life. That's what Shabbos is teaching us. And then tomorrow night, Be'ezer Hashem, when it comes to Havdalah, we melave the Shabbos. Melave the Shabbos, we escort the Shabbos. You know what escort the Shabbos is? We say to Shabbos, you're not going anyplace. Well, I'm going along with you. We take along the Shabbos to all of the week. That's what Shabbos Kodesh is called, Ein HaBrachah, the Mayan. Mayan means the fountain of all blessings. Because Shabbos Kodesh really is the fountain. It's the source where all Kedusha, all holiness. What do we find on Shabbos? What are we supposed to find on Shabbos? Hashem, our dear God, our Hashem, our Creator, our Bori Olam, our Hashem. That's what we have to find on Shabbos. And we find him on Shabbos, we'll take him with us for all the week. Hashem should help us, Hashem Zechel, to hold us on Shabbos.
The Torah lecture that you just heard is dedicated to the memory of Rav Shimshon David ben Rav Chaim Avram Pinkus Atzal, his wife Chaya Mindel Aleiha Shalom, and his daughter Miriam Aleiha Shalom, who were together tragically taken from us in a fatal car accident on Yud Beis Nissan Tov Shin Samach Aleph. Rabbi Shimshon Pinkus Atzal was one of the founders of Shalheves. He shared his Torah wisdom with us for 16 years and participated in close to 100 Shalheves weekend seminars and in many, many more lectures. His potent messages passed on to his listeners his strong and serving bond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his enthusiasm in Kiyum and Kedushas HaMitzvahs and Kedushas HaZmanim. His words brought individuals closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and his pure Torah d'Hashkafa, so beautifully presented, instilled Yiddish character and true Torah values into Jewish homes that will be sensed and still in generations to come. We are grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the schus of having recorded all his lectures to share with Klal Yisrael. His words will live on and continue to inspire us and bring us closer to Hashem by serving Him better. It is our fervent tefillah that any steps of growth acquired from this lecture to be a schus for his Aliyas Neshama, Harav Shimshon David ben Harav Chaim Avram Zatzal, and for the Aliyas Neshama of his wife and daughter Chaim Mindel and Miriam Aleim Ashalim. For additional cassettes, please contact Shel Heves at 718-633-3005 or 718-438-7332. We're located in Borough Park on 1270 48th Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11219.